In America, a man appears in the street and he's got an automatic gun and he shoots at the Democratic politician and injures and kills some others around her. And the debate erupts whether the man is mad, or whether the man is evil, or whether evil exists. The president speaks to his nation and says to the people of his country, don't allow this to tear us apart. Yes, we need answers and we need solutions, but let us not fight one another. A presidential candidate would put a crossfire symbol over that politician as a symbol of needing to take her out. Goes on to television to defend herself and says, but those people who are accusing me of being responsible for this, it's a blood libel. And immediately, many Jewish people get upset and are offended because a blood libel refers back to the New Testament times when Jesus was being sentenced to be crucified. And one of the Jewish leaders said, well, let his blood be upon our heads and the heads of our families for generations to come. And then throughout the ages, people use that to justify killing Jews, expelling them from countries and persecuting them because the blood of Jesus was on them. Is he mad? Is he evil? The debate rages on. But one thing I know is whether it's each individual here in this room or whether it is President Obama or Sarah Palin or the Democratic politician, the killer himself or other innocent bystanders. One thing I know is that each one of us is guilty of blood libel. Well, blood libel simply means being accused of creating the death of someone who is innocent. And it was our sin that caused Jesus to be nailed to the cross that we've just been singing about, and the victory that he's given us. And if the world understood Scripture, they would know that when the Jewish leader said, may his blood be upon us, his blood, the blood of Jesus, is upon every single person. And to that blood, every single person can call upon and ask for forgiveness for the guilt that each one of us bears for living a life that is not in accordance with what God gave us and not in accordance with his commands and his ways. We've not lived up to the call that he's placed upon us. All of us, whether president, democratic politician, killer, or just somebody that lives in Yorkshire, are guilty of causing the death of an innocent man. It wasn't the Romans. It wasn't the Jews alone that nailed Jesus to the cross. It was every man and every woman and every boy and every girl who has ever lived, who is ever living, and whoever will live. We were the nails. Our actions were the nails that held him to the cross. When you sing this song, realize that there is no status. We stand alongside president, politician, or killer, saying, I'm guilty, but your blood has set me free. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. And Father, we pray across America as person is turned against person, as individual tries to justify their actions. Father, I pray that there will be a turning, an admittance that we are all guilty of blood libel, that we all need forgiveness. Lord, bring the nation together. Let it not be a thorn and a breakup within that nation, but may people come to an understanding of you. May people get even born again as they understand that the blood that should be upon our heads is for all of us, not just for the Jews and their generation, even though they're the first chosen. It's for every Jew and for every Gentile. May his blood be upon us, that we may be pure in your sight, that we may stand forgiven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I realize that we put scales on sins, and some things are worse to some extent than others. Some things are horrendous compared to what we might think is minor. But Jesus said, if you've looked lustfully at someone, you've committed adultery. And if you've thought hateful thoughts in your heart, it is the same as murder. Father, forgive us and let your blood be upon us. Hallelujah. May we rejoice in your victory on the cross, by which we are all placed into holiness. We are all placed into righteousness. None of us were worthy. None of us deserved a place. And yet you made the way for each one, each and every one of us. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.